What did you do for electricity? Did you have electricity there?
Yes. Red always had a power plant of some mm-hmm. kind.
How about water?
Well, we always had a well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was never a problem. In the spring, sometimes water would go low, but generally it was always mm-hmm. no problem. Do you have a well?
No.
Where do you go for water?
I dip it out of the creek, or I go to the hot springs.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Well, I very much appreciate you coming and talking and telling us all these stories here today. And
well, I don't know that anything is so, absolutely correct, especially as to dates.
Oh, I know what. I also wanted to ask two other questions. You had said something at one point about diamond finds.
Mm-hmm.
And can you tell me more about the diamond finds?
Well, I can't tell you much about the diamond finds, except this man we call Diamond,
mm-hmm.
who lived down there. It's all obliterated now. It's where the Galvins went through with the with the gold claims, and cleaned up Crooked Creek. But this Diamond lived down there, and they called him Diamond because he was always talking about diamonds, and he said he found diamonds. Well, that's all that I know. Never authenticated it in any way, but they thought he was a little bit off his rocker until, Mary Warren and her husband found diamonds in that creek. And I heard that last year there was a group out looking around to see what the diamond situation was.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've found three diamonds now, so it's a substantiated diamond thing.
Diamond was a former circus performer. And Alaska Link, whose parents were the Stewarts and had mines up in there. The Stewarts were over at the Klondike. And Alaska is my age. And she said that the Diamond would come to see them. And just for fun, he'd walk out on his hands away from him, wave his feet. He'd still retain some of that. They found him dead in his bed one spring.